Here we are back again with Fringe Review at Women of the Fringe 2018. Woohoo! Woo-hoo. All right, and we are here with some fabulous women from the cast of Your Alice, which is playing at Greenside Venue. And so who do we have?
I'm Billy Akintyres. I'm the director and playwright of the show.
I'm Caitlin Buckley, and I'm associate producer of the show.
I'm Lauren Lacroix. I'm the executive producer of the show, and I'm also in the show as the March Hare.
Awesome. Okay, and so you're Alice. I'm thinking that this is some version of Alice in Wonderland,
correct? It certainly is.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about the show.
So the show is based on Charles Dodgson and the real relationship that he had with Alice Liddell, who inspired the story of Alice in Wonderland. And what's interesting about it is that Alice, we all have an opinion of what we think Alice is or who she is. We have a very strong opinion about this little blonde girl who fell down the rabbit hole. And what our story explores is the real relationship between them. Alice was a 10-year-old girl who was stopped from seeing Charles Dodgson when she was about 11, and he never saw her again after that, and then he wrote the books. And our story explores their relationship and how Wonderland was created by the both of them, by this very unique friendship. And it's a very complicated topic. It lives very much in the grey area, but it's a really beautiful story, and it explores how your imagination and your sexuality and what a sexual youthful awakening can look like when you're enraptured in this crazy imaginative world of Wonderland.
Awesome. Well, so many people will say to you, you know, there's 4,000 shows at the Fringe, there's other versions of Alice in Wonderland out there. Why should I come see your version?
Yes, so it's an Alice in Wonderland for the Me Too era, and it is poses a lot of questions that are relevant specifically this year with, for example, John Lasseter and how all of these Pixar stories are created and celebrated by children, and that it came out of someone who has morals that may or may not have been questionable. And so it poses, we take a stance on what we think the story is between this Lewis Carroll and Alice figure, but it's relevant this year and specifically right now as we're figuring out how to navigate a gray area. It just poses some questions that specific to 2018 are incredibly relevant, incredibly powerful, and people walk away. The response has been people walk away thinking and walk away feeling a different way about not only the story and the people involved, but the world that we're living in right now too.
And of course, you guys are all from New York City, so we know that the dynamic is specific over there about how things are happening in terms of our current political climate, which we're not getting into right now because that's a whole nother podcast. But as somebody who's from New York City and coming to Edinburgh, how do you think that your show translates?
The wonderful thing about our show is it's not for everyone. So that is a very specific pool that we've discovered with this show. We live, as Caitlin was saying, in the gray area of this. And we ask for everyone to have this open imagination to see what we see. And we found that we just played at BAM in New York City. And we found that that audience of I'm down with you and I'm down to see this story and I love Wonderland, we live way better here in the UK because that story of Alice in Wonderland is kind of ingrained in you here rather than in the US. So that's why we're specifically here for Fringe, is to get us as close to London as we possibly can. And coming from New York City and playing here, and why we kind of want the audiences that we do at Fringe is that we know that we live here. And so we ask people to come see our show because they're going to see a different Alice in Wonderland that they ever had. And that educated audience, that college student audience, I mean, we're in Edinburgh, the University of Edinburgh is a massive presence here. We ask for all of those people to come and see this show because they'll be with us. And they're definitely going to be with the playwright's brain because she's the smartest person that I've ever met in my life. So, yeah.
It's a very human story, and it's a very unique story because I obviously live in America, but I am obviously very, very, very British. And it's a melding pot. I think that I've learned so much about myself as an artist living and working in America because I have the best of both worlds. I get to entrench myself in the American theatre scene in New York, and then I get to share my wisdom as to how we work as British practitioners. They're very different, and it's an international cast. We have Brits, we have Americans, we have Canadians, we have people from all over the world, and it's a real melting pot. It's a human story, and ultimately, no matter where you're from, no matter what your political stance is, we're all humans. Yeah. And that's what's at the core of this tale that so many people hold dear to their hearts.
And that's what we're finding with a lot of the people that come and see the show, is that they are the people that she just described. They are the people that are unapologetic and that like what they like. And when they see this show, they always come out either on either side of Charles or Alice without apologies. And that's something lovely that we've loved so far.
And word of mouth is huge, you know, here at Edinburgh. So are you doing anything specific to kind of market your show?
Yes, so we have Alice's Adventures in Edinburgh. We have our lovely, lovely actress named Eliza Shea, who plays Alice Little, who is coming throughout the city and taking pictures with local businesses with her poster that has her face on it. We also have a hashtag. It's hashtag Alice Into the Unknown, where we are posting. You know, we've got a huge team. There are 11 of us. There are 11 people in the cast and 19 members of our production who are here. So our faces are very present throughout the city, and we are very present at a lot of the events and, you know, clearly things like this. You can spot most of us taking pictures, seeing other shows, and being very active here in Edinburgh with the hashtag Alice Into the Unknown.
We have a very distinct aesthetic. You can pretty much catch us anywhere. We're in these gorgeous costumes that have been designed by Gregory Gale, who's a Tony-nominated costume designer. We have this beautiful makeup design by Andrew Sotomayor, who won the Emmy last year for Saturday Night Live and has just been nominated for his second Emmy, which is very exciting. And we have Tom Watson, who did the wigs for a million Broadway shows, who did our wigs for us. So we've got an incredible team behind us, and it's pretty unique in stances of the fringe to take a show with this many costumes that are this big and vibrant and beautiful and wonderful.
We have to walk from our flat to our venue in massive Victorian period costumes and elaborate makeup. And so as far as scale goes, people do stop a lot and ask for photos because it is...
it's something to behold.
It is. It is quite a sight. And so... If you see a Queen of Hearts walking around in a massive skirt that's the size of four people, that would be our show.
We've also been very heavy into social media for this festival. We live in 2018, and we know social media is a vehicle that changes everything. So just a shout out to the Little Black Book Edinburgh. They were very kind of giving us a spread and posting on their Instagram page and everything. So they kind of like set us up, and then we're in the process of getting this gin sponsorship with Collins A. Gin. So that's fantastic with us, and all of this is from Instagram and Twitter, and just kind of messaging them and saying, hey, we're this small company, we're at Fringe, can you help us? And everyone has been great with that.
All right, 10-second elevator speech, and go.
Your Alice is the story of Lewis Carroll and his childhood muse, Alice Little. It explores what we believe Wonderland to be and what it can become. It is a beautiful story. Wonderland comes to life on stage in 50 minutes. We do the whole book. And it's a very human story, and it's a very beautiful love story.
All right, go see it. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.